Hi, everyone, and welcome to this programming update from the Total Sports 24/7 Network. This is Chris Hayes, the host and producer for the network. Every single podcast that you have come to enjoy across the network, it is a one-person operation here on the production side. We do hope to have some more guests this upcoming month on our various podcasts. You've come to know Fred Dinger 2-3 on X and Krabby Jerkface on X. I think they'll be back in the month of May, and we'll see if we can get some other guests on here as well. We have been off for quite a bit of time. The last time you saw us, or heard us, I should say more specifically, was for the NCAA National Championship, a call that we missed. Unfortunately, we did go with Purdue to cover in that game. We thought that Zach Edey had enough in him to take Purdue at least to cover. And while he played maybe one of the best games of his season, it wasn't nearly enough. A supporting cast and Purdue didn't do enough. And UConn's supporting cast was as strong as anticipated, and they won going away. So that ended the season. It won't end our podcast, though, for year-round madness. We'll get to that later on in this episode. And at the end of this episode, we'll have a little bit of a quick two-minute drill teaser. Since you've been without picks for almost a month, we'll offer one at the end of this episode. So I'm glad that you've stuck with me and are patient as we continue to improve our visibility and what it is that we're doing here at the network. So first things first, let's take a little bit of a step back. I was off for a few weeks. I was away. And during that time, I was able to think more strategically about how to promote this network, what platforms we need to be on, and how to distribute our content more effectively to reach a broader audience. Right now, really, what we've done is podcasting through our provider Podbean and having Podbean push out the podcast to most major podcast platforms. That's very likely going to continue. It certainly will continue in the near term, and hopefully it'll continue in the long term as well. We really like the Podbean platform. We found it we find it quite easy to use, and it's simple enough to push it out to other platforms. The issue is we don't have a lot of traction on a lot of the other platforms. Most of our listeners just go to our website, and we really want to build up the different ways you can listen to our programming. And so we're going to do a couple different things. One, not all of this will happen right away in May, but it will be happening over the spring and summer months. We will be starting a YouTube channel, and hopefully we can get on Rumble as well, but that will be secondary. YouTube will be the first priority. So having a YouTube channel, number one, for another avenue for people to find us and listen to us. And then two, we're going to be going with some live streaming options. We're not sure what platform we're going to use yet. We know that Podbean offers that for us. X might be a great platform for that as well. But there are a whole host of ways we can go live, maybe even on multiple platforms at the same time. That's something we've been looking into. We haven't made a call on that yet, but we will have some live programming for you, I would say, within the next probably 2 months. And so stay tuned for that. Be on the lookout for that. We'll likely promote all this on our X account, which is Total Sports_247. X is going to be our main social media platform still, but we realize the need to expand to other platforms, so we will be creating accounts on Instagram and Facebook. We don't have the handles for those yet, so when we do, we'll promote that on X, and we'll continue to promote it through each of our episodes. Any ideas you, the listener, have for us to get the word out there, marketing-wise, social media-wise, content-wise, let us know. You can email us at totalsports247@outlook.com, or you can send us a message on X at totalsports_247. Couple other things. Week in, week out, the newsletter will be much more robust in the coming months. The goal of that page, weekinweekout.substack.com, or the goal of that newsletter, will be to preview a lot of upcoming seasons. So now that college basketball and college football are in their respective off seasons, most of the content you'd be accustomed to hearing on College Football Landscape or A Year-Round Madness will be published there. So for example, we will be doing a feature on top 10 transfers in both NCAA football and NCAA basketball. Now that the portal window has closed, at least for football, I'm not 100% sure on basketball, but for football, the portal has closed. There are certainly players still in the portal who have yet to make decisions for where they are going to go, but the window to enter the portal has closed for the spring, so it's a lot easier now to evaluate teams because their rosters are close to being fully set. Initially, we're going to start a preview series for college football in March, but it didn't make sense with this spring window. But now that it's closed, we have a better sense of team's composition and what they'll have to work with through the spring and into summer workouts. So it is the timing is better now to look at some teams, some top 10 transfers, and start the preview season, so to speak, for both football and basketball. But in terms of the programming and the podcasts, right, when we think of May is really racing season, right? There are massive races in all disciplines, be it NASCAR, F1, or IndyCar. And then we have horse racing. So we'll have some horse racing additions of Racing Best Bets. So let's talk about Racing Best Bets and what you can expect from that show this month. So first, we have the Kentucky Derby. That's taking place on Saturday, May 4th. We will have a preview of that. It'll be likely on Friday, May 3rd. Races that we are going to cover on the NASCAR circuit. We have Kansas this weekend. That is the Advent Health 400. Then we have Darlington next weekend, the Goodyear 400. And then at the end of the month, on the best racing day in the entire year, that's Sunday, May 26th. That's the Coca-Cola 600 to conclude the best racing day of the year. So three races to cover. Kansas is May 5th, Darlington's May 12th, and Coca-Cola 600 in Charlotte is May 26th. Combining that with potential F1 previews, we certainly will be covering the Miami Grand Prix, which is this weekend. If we think that there's some more to talk about in the other races upcoming, we will. We may skip Rome. We're not sure. Rome is taking place the weekend of the 17th to the 19th. We will definitely cover Monaco because it is one of the Monaco kicks off the best racing day in motorsport. So Monaco we will definitely cover, and we will cover Miami, which is taking place this weekend as well. And then when we look at IndyCar, we haven't talked about IndyCar yet this year, but it has been kind of a fun season in IndyCar so far. They've only had four races on the calendar, and they've had four different winners. So at least you can say it's much more competitive than what you see on the F1 side. So we'll be covering the Sancio Grand Prix. I think that's how you say it. But it's the Indy Motor Speedway Road Course. That's taking place on May 11th. We will cover that. And then the Indianapolis 500, of course, is May 26th. So those are the races that we will be covering on the auto sport or the motorsport side of things for Racing Best Bets. And then for horse racing, we will cover the Kentucky Derby, which is taking place on the 4th, as mentioned, and then the Preakness takes place on May 18th, and we will be covering that as well. So lots of coverage in the world of racing from Racing Best Bets. It's likely that these episodes will drop, so to speak, Saturday, maybe closer to the evening time. We're still working on scheduling. This is a potential for a live episode as well. But in order to cover everything in a comprehensive way, and also to find out what's going on in each of these races, we like to wait until qualifying is over. I know not all handicappers feel that way. Some handicappers like to jump on drivers before you see anything in practice and qualifying because odds move. I like to go the opposite way. I think more information is better to have rather than trying to anticipate what will happen in a practice or qualifying and have that line maybe move against you. So I typically like to wait for more information. You won't see that from every single handicapper out there. I understand that. That's how we're likely going to do things here. So it's very likely you'll see episodes Saturday night, Eastern time, for Racing Best Bets. We may do it in the morning on Sunday, depending on whether or not we are covering F1. Because F1, you know, if they're in Europe, it's going to take place Sunday morning, and we want to be sure if we're covering that we get it on Saturday night. So most likely it'll be Saturday night. Occasionally it'll be Sunday morning, especially if we have guests that we need to work around. So that is Racing Best Bets. Also on the calendar for May, let's turn to the PGA and par four parlay. The golf season has been very interesting. It got off to a little bit of a slow start with a lot of winners on the tour who were unexpected and maybe even unfamiliar to casual golf fans. But it's made it so much more interesting to follow the sport this year. And we have two tournaments that we're going to be covering in May. That is at Quail Hollow for the Wells Fargo Championship. That takes place May 9th through the 12th. And then we have at Valhalla Golf Club, the PGA Championship taking place from the 16th to the 19th. We will very likely be recording these episodes Wednesday nights, probably around 7 o'clock or maybe 6 o'clock. That is the aim for golf. Again, we want to wait a little bit on golf to get as much information as we can. And we may sprinkle in some two-minute drills for golf during a particular tournament as odds move. But for your golf previews, we'll likely wait till Wednesday night, again, around 6 or 7 o'clock for those previews for tournaments that start the next morning. Golf is another candidate for live episodes, so stay tuned for that. Again, on X, from a scheduling standpoint, if we're going live, we will put that out there on X and maybe even broadcast on X. We will still have to wait and see on that. Premier League payoff is next. We were doing really well in the soccer space before we went on break, so we're excited to pick that back up. There's only a few weeks left in the season, and we will be recording these on Fridays, likely around late afternoon into early evening, probably around 4 o'clock, I would guess, on Fridays is when we'll be recording Premier League payoff episodes for the weekend. So stay tuned for that until the end of the year on Premier League payoff. Couple other things to take note of for the month of May. College Baseball World Series kicks off on May 31st. So a couple things here. One, we will do an episode of Hotty Toddy Nation for the Ole Miss Rebels baseball team prior to the SEC tournament. We'll talk about how the season has gone for the Rebels, what we think their prospects are for the SEC tournament, whether or not we think they'll get into the College World Series, and if they do, whether or not we think they'll get to Omaha. So stay tuned for that in your podcast feeds as part of Hotty Toddy Nation. The Rebels right now are right around 25 in the RPI. Their record is 23-19 at last check, so they are right on the bubble of getting into the tournament, but we all know that all you need to do is get in, as they prove that being the last team in a couple years ago and winning the entire thing. So Hotty Toddy Nation will preview that right before the SEC tournament. And in that episode, we may touch upon, you know, some other matchups that we think are interesting. A lot of teams at the top of the RPI standings in college baseball are from the SEC. So there'll be a lot to talk about on that episode of Hotty Toddy Nation. In the tennis world, tiebreaker tennis, we've got some big tournaments coming up in May on both the men's and women's side. Next week, we will have a preview of Rome. It's a ATP and WTA 1000. That tournament kicks off, I believe it is May 8th. It's a longer tournament, so it starts midweek and ends on the Sunday, so it's a week and a half tournament. So once the draw comes out, so probably the day before, probably Tuesday the 7th, I think we'll have a preview of both the men's and women's side, what we like, and then episodes throughout the tournament as it progresses. Very likely waiting until the fourth round. That's typically what we like to do for comprehensive previews of tennis tournaments. And if we see something earlier in the week that we really like, we'll either make a recommendation on X or post it as part of a two-minute drill. And then at the end of the month, we have the French Open starting May 27th. And we'll have comprehensive previews on both the men's and women's side before that. And again, probably waiting till the round of 16 before doing additional longer form podcast episodes of Tiebreaker Tennis. But anything that catches our eye, we will post on a two-minute drill or on X as a recommendation. For baseball, we will still have regular episodes of Warning Track Power Hour. Typically, they will consist of what you're accustomed to format-wise, meaning, one, we'll talk about fantasy baseball in terms of undervalued players that we think you should add to your respective fantasy teams. We may add an element of players to cut, considering now it's been a little bit of, it's a month into the season. We've had a little bit of time to evaluate how players are going to go, what to do with slumping players on your team. Like if you have Matt Olson or Aaron Judge or somebody who's been slumping, what to do with them and how to handle roster construction and those sorts of questions that are always on the mind of fantasy players when the calendar turns to May. So we'll have regular episodes throughout the month of Warning Track Power Hour. And again, in those episodes, we'll conclude with some best bets likely for that day in terms of pitching matchups and odds that we like. And stay tuned to the end of this episode for a recommendation in baseball. For basketball, NBA Fast Break, we will wait until the second round before we have some previews for the NBA. So stay tuned for that. It's been a very interesting first round, at least in some of the series, especially Philadelphia and New York, if you were watching last night. So once those second round matchups are set, you can expect some previews for NBA Fast Break. We also may do some previews in written format for the NBA on our newsletter. So weekendweekout.substack.com. We may post some content there instead of doing some podcast episodes. We'll see what format we like better. And again, we'll make you aware of that on our X platform. So a couple other things to talk about here as we close out the episode. College football landscape and year-round madness now that the college seasons are over. We will be working on previews, like I said, transfer portal information, and very likely moving towards a newsletter format in these off-season months before the seasons start in late August for football and then November for basketball. Again, covering things like transfer portal information, and there's so much coaching movements, anything NIL related. There's so much to talk about in the off seasons now for each of these sports that that impact decisions betting wise, right? So it's really important to keep up to date. But I know that casual sports fans are paying attention to other sports right now, ones that are live, right? So I think a newsletter is probably a better format for that. Or for those two sports right now until they go live. And Varsity Hometown, our high school sports podcast, will likely wait until August when football season comes into high gear. We'll probably wait for some ratings agencies like Max Preps and High School Football America. When they put out their top 25 and top 300 rankings, we'll cover that. That'll probably be the first episode of Varsity Hometown in the summer or into early fall. I'm not sure when each of those ratings gets published, but it's likely probably like July, I would guess, or maybe even early August. But high school football starts earlier than college football does. It starts, you know, as early as, you know, second week of August, maybe even first week in some states. So maybe an episode at the end of July and early August. And that will likely dovetail with when ESPN puts out their high school football showcase, and we can let you know what teams will be a part of that and how to watch those sorts of things and reintroduce you to the high school landscape as it becomes more important as part of the overall college landscape, the recruiting process, NIL, and all those sorts of things. So that is a comprehensive update for what's going on at the network for May. So we will have a Derby episode probably on Friday. I think that's the next time you will hear from us outside of 2-Minute Drill. You will have a 2-Minute Drill every single day. We're going to get it out there by 9 a.m. Eastern time for the month of May. So Derby will be up first for 5-3 on Friday. And then we'll be previewing Kansas on the NASCAR side of things and Miami for F1 this weekend as well. Then for next week, we'll get back into golf, more racing, baseball, NBA, and Premier League payoff will be on Friday as well. So lots still going on at the network. I appreciate you bearing with us as we took a little bit of time to think about next steps for the network. And in closing, I have a recommendation for you today. It is in Major League Baseball, and this is Colorado and Miami, two of the worst teams in baseball, but you can still make money off of bad teams. And this game right now is Colorado at Miami, 6:40 Eastern time is first pitch. Miami is favored on the run line at plus 142. The total is set at 9 runs. It's minus 108 to the over. Miami is minus 148. Minus 148 on the run line. They're favored. They're the underdog plus. Sorry, let me start over. It's been a while. I need to start over. Okay, here are the odds. Miami is -1.5 at plus 142. Okay. They are minus 148 to win as well. Okay. So the money line is minus 148 for Miami, plus 124 for Colorado. The run line is Miami -1.5 at plus 142. And the Rockies are at +1.5 at minus 170. We are not going to focus on either one of those. Now that I jumbled that explanation, we're actually going to focus on the runs themselves. And we're going to go over the total that we see now, which is 9 at minus 108 over on DraftKings. The reason we're going over is the pitching matchup, Dakota Hudson versus Rodri Munoz. Munoz, this is his second start in the big leagues. He had a fine first outing, but when you look at his career in the minor leagues, his minor league career, he's 14-22 with a 5.20 ERA in 92 games. And he has a whip in total of 1.48. And you look at Dakota Hudson, he's 0-4 this year with an ERA of 6.57. And his whip is 1.78. So it sounds like there are going to be a lot of runners on base in this game, which translates into runs. So the more runners, the more runs. And we think this game is going to go over that 9. We don't even mind a push at 9, to be frank. So we're going to take the over 9 in Colorado and Miami at minus 108. That's going to be our play of the day. So thank you for listening to this important update from the Total Sports 24/7 Network. We'll be back tomorrow with an episode of 2-Minute Drill. And stay tuned in your podcast feeds Friday for two episodes, one Premier League payoff, and then two, a preview of the Kentucky Derby as part of Racing Best Bets. Any questions or comments or feedback, you can find me on X at totalsports_247 or send me an email at totalsports247@outlook.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you later on in the week across the Total Sports 24/7 Network.